Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. When Texas State Parks' new website debuts later this fall, it'll have virtual tours, videos of state parks, new images, and a chance to get up-to-the-minute information about parks using social media.
They're going to be able to sign up for Twitter updates. For most of you know Twitter now, it's become very commonplace, but it's going to allow them to, for example, find out when there might be fall foliage at Lost Maples State Park. They'll get a Twitter alert.
Marketing Director Darcy Bontempo says Twitter isn't the only social media application the new state park's website will employ to keep visitors connected.
They also can go and look at the Facebook page for a park and see, for example, what other visitors have experienced at the park, user comments, also look at photos and videos that park visitors who have been there would like to post. So that's a neat way also to explore what a park's about before you've even had a chance to go there.
And incorporating social media into the new website makes sense.
This is the way of the future, and people want to see what other people are saying. This is not a new discovery on our part. This is just us keeping up with the wave, and we're very excited about it, and people are going to possibly even reconnect based on Facebook. I mean, there's all kind of opportunities for people to connect or discover things that they didn't know about the park because users are the ones sharing experiences or discoveries.
The new website goes live this fall. That's our show. Remember, life's better outside. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.